Before bedroom DJs and DIY indie groups blew up the music industry, there was our Stevie Moore. The rocker has self-recorded more than 400 albums and EPs since 1968 with no sign of slowing down. But as Graham Clark reports, even icons get no guarantees.
You're listening to I Like to Stay Home. It's one of Robert Stevie Moore's biggest hits, although he never punctured the pop charts in his half century of home recording. Songs such as this garnered a hard-boiled fan base, whose fans were out in force at the Echoplex on Sunday. The line to see Moore perform stretched around the block, with people spending up to an hour for the chance to fork over $14 and come inside. Hopes for the show ran high. His opening act was Geneva Jacuzzi, whose schmaltzy gothic synths and on-stage set destruction turned off some of the audience. Jacuzzi's set had her locked in, then shredding a 10-foot-tall foam core cage. Her persona raised eyebrows with lines like, "I'm on my period, my art period," and
"I'm not hungry anymore."
I'm obsessed with live music as a chance for things to go wrong. Even the most polished productions go haywire on occasion. Ill-advised pyrotechnics or lip-syncing snafus are all over pop music history. For intimate shows such as Moore's, the risks are different, but they're still real. Halfway through I Like to Stay Home, an overzealous fan haphazardly pulled herself on stage and attempted to crowd surf. The audience was not on board, preferring to keep their plaid-clad arms crossed instead. The would-be surfer got gently lowered to the ground, then ejected from the venue. Moore seemed disturbed by the outburst. He ended that song abruptly, then announced the show was over, only three songs in.
Thanks for having us.
Minutes later, the portly, wizard-bearded songsmith returned, sashaying before the audience in Homer Simpson pajama pants. He read poetry from a spiral-bound notebook.
Medicinal marijuana. Correct that, medicinal marinara. I was here first. R. Stevie Moore is the gold standard.
The sanctity of his stage show thus returned, Moore proceeded to play beautifully. Around 2 a.m., Ariel Pink got on stage, an alternative popster whose work with Moore propelled their careers to a new level of relevance in the mid-2000s. He spouted gibberish, futzed up amp settings, and generally lit a fire under the band's ass. Moore may like to stay home. Surely no young women derail his melodies with full-body lunging when he plays in his basement. But what he offers in the flesh is too lovable to ignore. Warts, beard, pajama pants, and all. Graham Clark, Annenberg Radio News.